Would you call that rancid too?
Rancid. Oh, but.
And what about, would you say it smell funky too?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, it's just the meat that
smells. Yeah, now it's different. Yeah. They're older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that clears something up for me. Now, what do you call a thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Sour milk. You know, buttermilk, clabber milk.
Yeah, clabber milk. Now, did you ever know of anybody making cheese from the clabber?
Yeah.
What do you call that kind of cheese?
Well, I don't know.
Did they just call it clabber cheese?
I never heard it about that.
Did they ever call it cottage cheese?
Well, they're different than cottage cheese.
What's the difference in those two?
Well, now that I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the difference. Cottage cheese and regular cheese is two different things.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we talked a little while ago about cows and milking them. What's the first thing you have to do after you milk the cow?
You strain your milk and strain it away.
You what does that get all impurity out or something?
No, it just mostly all I ever had out of it, providing there was a falling hair off the cow or something like that strainer would get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about some other kind of food just a minute. I tell you, grandmother might make this sometimes. She might bake it in a deep dish and she might say make it of apples and put crust on top, or it'll be out of any kind of fruits. What do you call that?
Pie.
Anything else that people might call it?
Well, some folks call them like peach cobbler, they call it. I call it a peach pie. I don't know where that cobbler come in there.
Is that the same thing as a pie? Is it different?
Yeah, it's all the same.
All the same.
Yeah.
If somebody has a good appetite, you know, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Yeah, you ever heard people say vittles for food?
Yeah.
Is that fairly common?
No. People done about forgot.
You about old word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, say if you have a pudding, you might have a sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding. What would you? You have a name for that?
I don't think they would, unless you'd call it a gravy.
You know, yeah, that you call it, definitely call it a gravy. Put it over your, say, rice or something like that. Mm-hmm. How do you make gravy? Can you tell me that?
Well, I guess you couldn't.
You don't do a little cooking?
No, I...
let's see. What do you call, say, a food taken between regular meals, you know, not in a meal, just had a... You might say, well, I just had a...
Coffee break?
Yeah. What about a snack, maybe?
Snack, something like that.
Is it just a bite to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And what time do you usually have breakfast?
We have breakfast right around 6 o'clock.
Yes, he said, this morning I, you know, he would tell me about it. He said, well, this morning I
ate breakfast at 6.
Mm-hmm. And you usually have it about that time every day?
Yeah.
Let's see. Say you're out there cutting the grass, you get real hot and thirsty. What would you come in and drink? You drink a
water.
And then you put that in one of these things.
Glass.
Mm-hmm. And what you hope I don't do with this is drop it and
break it.
Yeah. And if grandmother came in and saw the glass laying there all the fragments, you might say, no, I didn't.
Didn't break it?
Yeah, it was God that
broke it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she might ask you, how much did you drink? How much water did you drink? And you say, well, you want to say a lot of that?
I drank a pint, a quart.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Say you that you had some company for supper, company for dinner, and they all...
Can you turn it over to me?